You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good, have a good day. We appreciate you being with us. We're happy to be here every single weekday morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Bacon.
And the Rocket Mortgage Studios are from Bacon.
Bacon,
a breakfast and brunch joint in downtown Boise. We're outdoors. We are doing the show live. We've got D'Aliens in attendance already. It's bright and early here in Boise, Idaho, just 5 a.m. local time. And so the hearty folks that are here, a round of applause for you guys. Nice job, man. Nice job to be out here. We've had guys out here before we even got here that made a super long drive to be here for us, with us, which is amazing. We are here for tomorrow night's Boise State-Oklahoma State game. We'll talk about that game, obviously. I've got my tasty top five games of the weekend. Where will that one rank? Also, later on in the show, Andy Avalos, the head coach of Boise State, is going to join us here on the show as well. So plenty on the Boise State-Oklahoma State game. Seen plenty of Okie State fans making their way to Boise State. I think there's going to be a pretty loud, solid Cowboys contingent. So we are here at Bacon, appropriately named because they do multiple styles and flavors and delicious twists and turns with the bacon.
With bacon!
With bacon!
With bacon!
Now, it's amazing because also bacon sends bacon to your loved ones. And what
bacon
could say I love you more than sweet pieces of pork? Delicious, salted, wonderful pieces of nature's gold. Bacon.
Bacon.
So you can check that out at baconboise.com. Mraz actually had a box of this goodness sent to him. And to compound issues and problems last night, not only did the Giants gag away the game last night to fall to 0-2 for the fifth straight year, but Danielle did not make dinner with the bacon as had been prior to that scheduled by Mraz, and so unfortunately he has not had the chance to eat the bacon that we sent him.
With bacon.
From Bacon.
Ugh.
And what I'm hearing down the line is that witnesses on the ground say, Mraz, you're already stress eating at the top of hour number two on a Friday morning after last night. Is this true?
Yeah, I had a leftover chicken cutlet sandwich I had for lunch that I forgot I threw in my bag. I left it unrefrigerated overnight, and I slammed it with a little coleslaw, Russian dressing. It hasn't been refrigerated in over 18 hours or whatever it is, but I ate that and just stuffed my face with it.
Kind of in the realm of the emergency Pop-Tart situation? Just eat whatever you have on you to make you feel better?
Yeah, well, and I brought a couple fruit smoothies, and I'll go through them, but I really felt like I needed to chew something to get the tension out of my brain. So I just went digging deep, and I thought maybe there's a Kind bar, maybe there's something. I said, ooh, I forgot I had a half of a sandwich that I never brought home and put in the refrigerator yesterday. It's already in my bag. I felt it. It felt a little warm, and I said, how bad could it be? So we're going to eat that.
I'm not here today to pile on, because you had a rough night. The Giants obviously losing again. Danielle did not make the bacon as had been discussed by you guys.
It's like a rainout with no seven-inning doubleheader. Ugh.
You're not here in Boise with us. It's killing you, I know. We wish you were here with us. And we're at a place literally built out of the thing that you eat most, bacon.
Wait a minute. The walls are bacon?
The structure of this place is built out of bacon. So you can actually go inside and pull off a strip of bacon from their foundation and just gnaw on it as you wait for your breakfast to come to you.
Bacon. What? It's like beef jerky. They keep it dry aged or something?
Yes, dry aged bacon. It's all over the foundation. I mean, that's why they called it bacon, obviously. And you can just kind of chew on the walls. It's like Willy Wonka's factory. You just chew on the place.
That's so brutal. I would be eating the walls all the day there today. I wouldn't even leave. After the show, I would just eat the walls.
The bacon tastes like bacon. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Guy walking around in a bacon suit.
So, Perez licking the floor right here. That's cracked pepper bacon right here. And there's applewood smoked on that wall over there.
If you don't like the smell of bacon in your house, there's something wrong with you.
I'm not here to pile on, Mraz. I'm not. You just gave us, I thought, a really good football food of the week in your picks. You gave us armadillo eggs. They're not actually literally armadillo eggs, because armadillos don't lay eggs. They're kind of like a jalapeno popper wrapped in bacon. You got ground beef in there, something like that. I'm just here to tell you what the people are saying, okay? On Twitch, there's a little conversation going on about how you pronounce jalapeno. Glorious Splat, yes, that's his username, says it's jalapeno, Mraz, not pino. Fatty Cracker says, why can't you pronounce jalapeno? It's bothering me. It shouldn't, but it does. It's like nails on a GD chalkboard.
Jalapeno.
This Robert says there's... on the end, it's jalapeno, and then Glorious Splat comes back and says, and you give Peter Schwartz smack for mispronouncing tequila? It's jalapeno, Mraz. So, again, I'm not here to pile on, but people are comparing you to Schwartz now.
First of all, I'm saying exactly what they're saying, jalapeno. That's exactly how I say it.
Oh, no, you're not.
So what are you saying, Bogus? Huh, Big Mouth? You get to go on this trip. How do you pronounce it, then?
Well, I pronounce it the way Twitch wants you to pronounce it. You are definitely saying jalapeno as if it's from, Tulsa. It's not.
Jalapeno or jalapeno is the same thing. It's not tequila and tequila.
How are you saying two different words are the same thing?
Because one is a fifth of a second holding an N longer. It's the same pronunciation.
I mean, it's not, but okay.
Enough. Just enough. See you Tuesday.
Jalapeno is like N-Y-O, nyo. And at times when you were doing the armadillo eggs, you said Pinot, like Pinot Noir, like the wine.
I also called Brian Flores Robert Flores. We got to pick apart everything I
heard
said.
That too.
I'm on 90 minutes of sleep, and you guys are surrounded by walls of bacon. I got a baby coming in a minute. Can somebody cut me a break today? Cut me a little bit of a break. My football season's over before Yom Kippur even hit, and you guys are basically snorting bacon up your nose, and we're going to crush me for not holding out an end longer? Leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
And once again, you've included your baby being born on the list of negatives.
Stressful. It's stressful times. My wife's birthday, I don't know what to get her. She's asking for Halloween decorations. What am I supposed to do here?
Sister's birthday, too.
Are you supposed to have that doctor's appointment tonight?
No, that has been waived off now. We had the doctor's appointment Wednesday. There's no need to come back because the baby's on the runway at LaGuardia ready to go in position. So we're okay there.
Okay. So waived off, kind of like the missed field goal at the end of last night's game.
Exactly. Exactly. If Danielle jumps off sides, forget about it.
Okay. This weekend, tomorrow afternoon, Alabama visits the Swamp, and this is kind of a historic thing. They don't oftentimes meet in the regular season, and so a chance for only the first time in a decade for Alabama and Florida to meet in the regular season. They've met in multiple SEC championship games. The Swamp is one of the great home field advantages in all of sports. I've had the chance to go there, and in fact, if you remember the game where Tim Tebow cried, Tim Tebow lost one of the only games of his college career. I believe it was Ole Miss that beat him, if I'm not mistaken, at the Swamp. They were huge favorites. They lost that game. I was actually at that game. I was at the game that Tebow cried. I did not make him cry, but that's because they lost. They built a statue to the guy, et cetera. I was at that game, so sometimes that can be a really bad luck charm. But it's an incredible experience. They're going to have fans back in the building. Alabama coming in, obviously everyone's going to be tuned up. It's an SEC, you know, big time window, national TV exposure, etc. And yet here's Florida as a 15.5-point underdog. 15.5-point underdog at home. To give you some sense of this, this is basically the biggest line for the Gators at home in nearly a century. This is the largest home underdog Florida has been in many, many years. It's only the fourth time in 40 years Florida's been a double-digit home underdog. So it's crazy. You got to go back many, many years to find a moment where Florida is this much of an underdog at home. That's the respect Alabama gets. And that's the respect Alabama deserves, honestly. I have to be honest, as I was doing research for the Wizard of Oz segment, which we will do coming up here, I was very interested in Florida plus 15.5. I mean, you're going to give me 15.5 points at home at the Swamp and one of the best home field advantages in football with Alabama coming to town. And obviously Gators fans hate them. And it's going to be a huge, awesome, loud crowd. I can't do it because that's how much respect Alabama gets. That's how great they are. I just can't do it. It is distinctly possible that this is a 17-21-point win and that Alabama doesn't even play their best football. It's a 3-touchdown favorite. So I do think it's a mismatch, but there is a way at least for the Gators to make this a game. I don't know if there's a way for the Gators to win. There's a way to make this a game. The way that Alabama has at times had trouble is if you have a really mobile quarterback that can create plays in the pocket, but also take advantage of broken fields. Alabama has athletes all over the football field. We know this. Alabama's defense, though, has been at times over the course of the last decade, at times susceptible to a run-first quarterback, which means Anthony Richardson is the key for the Gators tomorrow. Dan Mullen insists he's going to go with his two-quarterback system and go with both these guys. I don't think that that's very smart, but I also don't know if he's telling the truth. It is distinctly possible that he knows he's not going to get a win tomorrow with Jones, and says instead he's going to have to go with Richardson. And that, to me, is the only way that this thing can possibly be a game. Again, I don't know if Florida can actually do this and pull it off. I do think they can keep it close, make it somewhat of a game, and maybe put Alabama on their heels. Remember, Alabama came into the season, and yeah, they were defending national champs, but there was reason to believe that this could be not a rebuild, not even a reload, but maybe a step back where you lose one or two games. We thought Texas A&M might be a tough road game. That doesn't look so tough right now, but again, it's early. Of course, LSU is always a tough matchup, although again, we don't know if LSU is that good after what happened against UCLA. There's been a couple of games on this schedule. Of course, the Iron Bowl as well. That's at Auburn. And this one is at the Swamp. I mean, if there's going to be a game where at least we see some cracks in the facade of Alabama, this might be it. To me, it falls on the big play offense of the Gators. Last year, the best passing offense, or one of the best passing offenses in college football. And this year, trying to create big plays because they got great offensive weapons and great wide receivers. But it's up to Richardson, to me, to start making kind of crazy plays out of nothing. Johnny Manziel kind of describe this and design this. You know, when he was able to put up 38, 42 points against the Tide, it was because Broken Field, when Alabama's on its assignments, you find the crevice or the space and you can create a big play because of your legs, because of your athleticism. I think that's the only way. I hope it's at least a game for the first half. I'd like to believe it. We're going to be watching college football tomorrow. We're at Twisted District here in Boise. You can come down and watch it with us. And so we'll be kind of tuned in to what's happening earlier in the day. Again, I can't with good conscience tell you to take the points here, even though 15.5 is huge for a home dog, especially the Gators, who are a decent football team. That's how good Bama is. But if there's a game, it's because the Gators create plays in the Broken Field with Anthony Richardson's legs. Coming up, we do have my college football picks and the Wizard of Odds segment. That's going to be coming up here next. Also later on in the hour, we got two NFL teams under some major pressure this weekend, the Bills and the Colts, from going 0-2. And as I said later on in the show, Broncos head coach Andy Avalos, Boise State, taking on Oklahoma State. We'll have him coming on the show. And their star wide receiver, Khalil Shakir, is going to join us as well here on the show. So if you're in Boise, come on down and watch us and hang out with us at Bacon. They're going to open up the doors and you can eat the floor and eat the walls, I think, in 45 minutes or so. You can,
Bacon,
until then, sit outside with us and hang out and watch the show. The lights have gone on. Let there be light.
With this is like Bacon.
Turn on the lights at Wrigley for the first time. It's like, wow, they get to see the inside. I mean, Bogues, look at the bacon on the wall.
I was going to say, there's the bacon wall. I mean, it looks like you shouldn't eat it because it's a wall.
You shouldn't because it's
bacon.
Really well done, and it's right now the structural integrity could be compromised if you eat it. But you probably have to eat it because it looks so delicious.
Right. How do you not? It makes no sense to be scraping bacon off a wall, but you got to do it.
Wow. And you know what, Merez? On each table, you know how, like, on each table at a diner, you have ketchup, you have hot sauce, etc.
Yeah.
They actually have just a bucket of bacon. You can just put your hand, your paw, right in the bucket and grab the bacon just to nosh on as you wait for your meal.
So that's like a bread basket? They have a bacon basket?
Yeah, and yeah. It's just sitting there. It's a bacon basket.
Yeah, let me ask you, are you guys lying about the bacon on the wall? Because now I don't understand why you would need a bucket of bacon if you could grab it off the sheetrock.
Well, I think the bucket is obviously, you know, courtesy of the house. The bacon wall is more of, I think there is an expense, a cost to that.
Yeah. No, it's like a bread basket worth of bacon as you wait, but the wall is like if you're in line kind of waiting for your meal, or if you're going to the bathroom waiting for the bathroom to open up, stuff like that.
I got to be honest, that sounds delicious, but then when it comes time to order the meal, doesn't ordering bacon become a little monotonous?
Maybe, but they have like five different flavors of bacon. And
right.
So you gnaw on one flavor and then eat the wall of another.
At some point, you're going to be in the mood for a pancake, all that salt, right?
Well, they can do that too.
Yeah.
They can do a pancake.
This sucks. This totally sucks. I'm going to have my fruit
I'm
smoothie.
Going from beer flights yesterday to bacon flights today. You can just buy the different flavors of bacon by the strip here and just sit down and do a taste test.
I've spent 5 days watching Pete eat Cheerios dipped in yogurt, and you guys get to lick bacon off the wall.
I apologize.
This stinks. Every part of it.
Well, you can't lick. I mean, we are adults. You have to peel it and eat it. You
no,
can't lick
I'd
the
lick
wall.
It. I just
Hygiene's
put my
involved
mouth right.
here.
Who cares about hygiene? You bite that
Other
bacon
people.
Off the wall. Not me.
By the way, we showed up this morning at approximately 3:30 local time or so.
Yeah, and I think it's worth pointing out that there were listeners here before us.
Yes.
Plus our esteemed engineer, KJ. So we were the least professional people involved with this show this morning because we got here as it was beginning. The listeners were here ahead of time to prepare for a 4 a.m. start more so than we were.
So
you
we
got
arrived.
There like half an hour before a remote show? That's very early.
Let's go 20 minutes.
On the street outside of Bacon on the other side of the sidewalk, there was a guy, and I figured that he was a DA show listener, obviously, because he's here early, he's outside of Bacon.
Lurking in the dark.
He seemed like maybe he had been tased at some point in recent years, and he was screaming. And it was like, wow, college game day, basically. The guy is assigned, screaming for us as we show up, and he's just yelling, "Screw you!"
Right.
F you! F you!
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, so he definitely hates my sports takes. And then I sat down and I figured he was going to follow us over here and sit down in front of us to watch the show. And he stayed in that corner. And he kept yelling, F you! F you! But he wasn't saying F. And I said, maybe he's not a listener.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just his neighborhood. And he's upset about something, maybe electric bills or something.
Yeah, I think we were disturbing his open-air residence and because our speakers were playing a mix of Amy Lawrence's show
now,
and...
that's true. I hope he wasn't saying that about Amy.
No. My guess is, because I've done the same thing, he was cursing at our break music, which you can hear over our speakers, and that's not a good tune.
Yes.
With the
Girlfriend!
Countdown to coming back from break. So yeah. my guess is he didn't want to hear that anymore,
that's
because
true.
At 6 a.m. he
that's
left. True. I mean, at 4 a.m. he left.
Yeah, he eventually left. Yeah, he didn't want to stick around for the show. He just wanted to yell, F you! at us for about 20 minutes. And then as soon as the mothership connected, he's like, all right, my job here is done. Peace out.
I got her off the air. I've done my work.
It's Friday!
So essentially,
F you!
He had the same dialogue I was having around midnight last night.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, apparently. His wife didn't make the bacon either last night. F you!
He was watching NFL Game Pass, the all 22 of the Giants lost, so he was yelling at Dexter Lawrence again.
Dexter Lawrence offsides. F you!
Steve Slayton.
He dropped another touchdown. F you! Upset the SEC doesn't play 9 league games. Happy Hates the idea of Boise State and the American. Happy
But it is remarkable he was courteous enough to leave when our mics were hot.
It was great.
Like he knew he couldn't keep cursing when the show actually started, and he just backed up and left.
Very keen to the SEC regulations.
Polite freeloader.
The most thoughtful vagrant known to man.
Corporate freeloader.
I must leave. I understand you guys are on the air. F you! One more for good measure. You guys back from break yet? Not yet. F you! Has Bilotti hit the open yet? Not yet. F you! All right, thanks, guys.
Is it a 4-minute break or a 5-minute break?
I'm good.
I'm going to my next remote. He's hitting up the local news talk show down the block. They're also outside. He's moving on.
Channel 6 is at Oktoberfest. Gotta run. F you!
See you guys at Big Al's at 3 this afternoon.
But the thing is, he used his good stuff on us. I don't know what the rest of his repertoire is. You suck! Hey, Bob, not as good as the FU stuff. The FU stuff is really probably your best content.
We heard you down the road.
I think for all the remotes, we got to sign this guy. Got to get him on contract.
He's our warm-up
guy. He's our warm-up act. He's our opener. So, Bob, can you warm up the crowd? They're a little cold. We're thinking maybe you could just curse at them for like 20 minutes or so.
Pete, your thoughts, if you had to stay in the studio again for the next remote, but we brought this cursing guy with us.
I'd find out what he's doing. Start doing that. Walk around to random remotes in New York City.
Pete's still locked inside our four walls while we bring cursing Craig with us to the next remote.
We go to our bosses. Look, we got this great remote Radio Row. We're really excited about it. We really want to bring Pete there. Boss are like, yeah, you got cursing Craig. I think we'd rather send Craig. He's got the experience on the road with you
Super
guys.
Super Bowl Radio Row.
I think he fits the brand.
Everybody. All right, next up, Marshall Faulk joins us. Marshall, here's cursing Craig. F you!
Welcome.
When we come back, I've got my college.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football picks, the Wizard of Odds. Next, the DA Show is live from Bacon in downtown Boise. Come down and join us and watch the show.
Bacon.
This is CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a what?
A wizard.
Who's the Wizard of Odds? It's D.A.
It's the Wizard of Odds.
Wizard of Odds.
The odds are that you'll be a winner today. The wizard is here, make you feel okay. Hey, 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 hey.
So last week went 2-0 with the college football pick. Still waiting, obviously, on the season-long bet on the Tennessee Titans over 9 wins. So for the season, I am 3-1-1 with the bets last week. Looked at the Cy-Hawk game, took the Hawkeyes plus the 4.5. They ended up winning outright. And so today, since I only gave you 2 picks last week, I'll give you 4 picks this week. That's right, 4 picks, because the Wizard is feeling very generous this week here on the show from Boise. The listeners have been so cool and so welcoming, and they're always just really great when we've come out here before as well, but this week has been truly special, so I'm feeling generous. Let's give you 4 picks today. Let's look at one of the biggest spreads of the college football weekend, where Georgia is favored by 31.5 against South Carolina. Now, Georgia obviously seems like one of the best teams in college football, especially after the win over Clemson in week 1. Certainly, Georgia is going to beat South Carolina coming up on Saturday. However, this is one of BetQL's 5-star picks, and I also felt good about it even before I saw that. BetQL is a betting and gambling data research company that we partner with, so I get their stats and data analytics as well. Here's the facts. 92% of money is coming in on South Carolina plus the 31.5. BetQL looked at the disparity between these two clubs, these two programs, and saw it about 24 points. You're getting kind of a full touchdown to play with. If these two teams are 24-point difference, Georgia's got to make up 7.5 more points if you take South Carolina plus the 31.5. I don't think it's going to be that big. I mean, honestly, all South Carolina has to do is get you to 10 points scored, 17 points scored, and then Georgia's going to have to play in the 40s. Are they going to do that in this game? I don't think so. Caesars has it at plus 32. If you can find the extra half point, that's even better. I think South Carolina plus 31.5 is a good bet. Again, I think Georgia wins this game, and maybe it's by 17 points, 21 points, 27 points, but 31.5? 31.5? And South Carolina's at home in this game? I just find this to be a little bit too rich, and so I'm going to go with the plus 31.5. With South Carolina, usually try to stay away from lines that are that huge because you never know. Things get funky. Sorry, this one's in Georgia. But even between the hedges, I like the plus 31.5. Okay, the next bet is the BYU-Arizona State game. Look, BYU might not be last year's BYU team.
Zach Wilson, obviously, is a class by himself. But in this game, this one's at night tomorrow night in Provo, where BYU always plays really well. Right now, quarterback Jaren Hall for the Cougars has 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. BYU has also beaten 2 Pac-12 teams already. They're 2-0. They beat Arizona, and they beat Utah last week in the Holy War. Utah is ranked number 21 in the country. BYU's at home and getting points. They're getting 3.5. The hook is crucial here, but if you get BYU at home plus 3.5, I think they win outright, honestly. So I'm not that worried about the hook there. BYU plus 3.5 at home against Arizona State. I absolutely love that play. I like the Cougars plus the points at home at night in Provo. I like that one a lot. I circled that. I said that's absolutely one to lock in on. My third college football game of the week is going to be UNLV Iowa State. Look, the Cyclones are coming off that brutal loss against Iowa, okay? But in this matchup, this one's at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, home of the Raiders. We just saw that Monday nighter. So it's in Vegas. UNLV is playing at home. Iowa State, in their first 2 games, scored 16 points in a 16-10 win over Northern Iowa, and last week lost 27-17. Okay, so remember those numbers. The Cyclones have scored 16 and 17 points. It was so bad last week, they benched their starting quarterback, Brock Purdy, because he was throwing picks all over the place. UNLV is at home and getting 31.5 points. Now, again, huge lines of college football can be a little bit of a rope-a-dope, but you're asking Iowa State. All UNLV has to do is score 10 points. You're asking Iowa State to score 41.5. Do I believe that offense can score 41 to 42 points? If Iowa State just scores 10, I don't. Iowa State has scored 16 and 17 points. If they score 30, a total of 30, it's an offensive explosion, and that they could beat them 30 to nothing and still lose that number. So UNLV plus the 31.5, I think, makes a lot of sense here. That's my 3 college football picks. There's also a prop from the NFL that I thought looked very juicy going into this weekend. Sunday night, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens take on the Chiefs. We know the injuries to the running backs of the Ravens, okay? We know that Lamar Jackson is going to have to do a lot to try to win this game. We know that Lamar Jackson is going to be the central point of everything the Ravens do. Last week, he had 12 carries for 86 yards against the Raiders. Prop bet on this game, Lamar Jackson, over under rushes is at 10.5. Bang the over on rushes. I think the Ravens have to make him run. They have to run the RPO. They have to get him into space. They have to run him in between whatever, you know, space they can find against the Chiefs. And you know the Chiefs are going to put up points. So the injuries to the Ravens running backs, trying to get this win against a really good Chiefs offense, and how many times he already ran the ball last week. I think you see Lamar Jackson run the football 12, 13 times. Hit the over on the 10.5 rushes for Lamar Jackson. Okay, Marash, you got that. Those are the 3 college football picks and a 4th NFL prop bet from the Wizard of Odds going into this weekend.
That's a big, big Wizard of Odds, DA. I can't see you right now. Did you bring the outfit?
No, I didn't bring the outfit, which is disappointing, because if there was ever a moment to dress up for the Wizard of Odds, it would be in front of a live studio audience, and instead I totally blew it. Part of it was I kind of forgot. Part of it was I was already pretty stacked with my luggage. And that Wizard's hat, I mean, it's tall. It's big. It's beefy. It's a big, beefy Wizard's hat. So
you could have flattened it between 2 Syracuse sweatshirts. DA, you would have been all right.
I should have, though. I mean, I also have the wand. Does a wizard have a wand?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's a magic wand. Sure.
Magic wand.
You ever watch Harry Potter? Of course he does.
Is that a wand? I don't know.
It is. You're good.
Okay. Like a staff or a wand?
Two different things.
Okay, got it.
Staff is like, you know, almost looks like a shepherd hold, right? Like that you use for propping yourself up.
Yeah.
The wand is your magic.
It's like jalapeno and jalapeno.
Got it.
Yeah.
I should have brought the outfit. I blew this. I really did. But those are the bets. Hopefully they make money here. And that's the whole bit. So we got Mraz's football food of the week and his up the gut picks. We have my Wizard of Odds picks. And this is obviously a big morning here as we're live from Bacon in downtown Boise. And I think we have a very special guest on hold on the phones. since we're broadcasting live from Bacon, it's only appropriate that we have Kevin Bacon join us here on the show. He has called the studios. Kevin Bacon, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? I'm disappointed you guys didn't get a hold of me earlier. I could have brought the band and did some
music. Oh, you would have brought the band, huh?
Yeah. I mean, who's booking the talent these days? But I love that you guys are doing this show from a remote location. It's good for the show. And you guys are doing a great job. Just a little disappointed, you know. You guys are out there at Bacon and having all this bacon. It's low-hanging fruit, guys. Come on.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin Bacon. Appreciate it.
I don't remember, D.A. Was Kevin Bacon in Goodfellas?
Get him out.
No.
He's Spanish.
No, I don't know what version of Kevin Bacon that was. Yes. was that Kevin Bacon on allergy medicine? What was that?
Is that Calvin Bacon? Did we mess up the what?
Kevin Bacon on the Claritin.
Kelvin Bacon. That's his cousin, Kelvin. I just know, guys.
Get him out.
Low hanging fruit. You can't just say I'm Kevin Bacon and then not do a Kevin Bacon impersonation. We're really making any Kevin Bacon jokes. I'm going to bring the band there. That's the best you got.
And people don't really know what Kevin Bacon actually sounds like when you think about it. It's not a great impersonation anyway.
But that was not
a good
one.
Yeah,
you're right.
That was
Kelvin. I don't know who that was.
No, I guess Kelvin. What I also love is that, like yesterday, we had a listener come up to us and say, D.A., got a T-shirt the last time you were here. Oh, that's awesome. Look, it has holes in it. Oh, that's why I got tased in it. Here's the video of me losing bodily control in your T-shirt. Oh, it's very nice of you to show us. The listeners feel so comfortable to share moments like that and think that we're just a dumping ground for their bad impersonations. Like, oh, yeah, the D.A. show will take our call. Yeah, I mean, I do a terrible Kelvin Bacon impersonation, but they'll definitely put me right on the air, which, of course, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, yes. And so everybody that does awful impersonations and bad character and terrible jokes will get on the air.
Yeah, and I mean, and he stayed on hold for a couple minutes, too. He did not come right onto the air, so he stood there and waited patiently to drop that on us.
He knew. When was Pete angrier? When?
That was screened.
What are you doing? Don't even put him up.
This is why Pete doesn't answer the phone when it rings.
Ridiculous.
Because Kevin Bacon is usually on the other end.
He had just opened up a bag of Skinny Pop when DA finally went to Kevin Bacon. So getting Pete to have to pull his hand out of the bag of popcorn and punch the call up, you would have thought, I mean, we were asking him to move mountains.
I mean, I can only eat as four things now, so I mean.
As I toss to Kevin Bacon, it's the worst of all worlds for Pete.
Uh-huh.
He has to stop eating the Skinny Pop, put up a listener, a caller, and it's a bad impersonation. And he knows it's going
to
be bad.
Not bringing anything to the table. It lasted like less than a minute. Come on.
He did the hand tilt and looked at me and said, what are you doing?
What lasts longer, the Gators making this a game tomorrow or Kelvin Bacon's call?
Kelvin Bacon, probably.
All right, well, we are live at Bacon, and because, of course, Bacon. This show is the show, there's a live goat on the premises. One of our listeners have brought a live goat. At first, because it's dark out, I thought it was a dog. It's not a dog.
Oh, you're not kidding. I couldn't – the goat is right through the light. I couldn't see anything.
Yeah,
that's a goat.
That's a goat. Yeah, that's a goat. So we've officially made it to Boise, Idaho, Bogues. Welcome.
I got a potato yesterday from a gentleman at the Stagecoach Inn, so that was my initial baptism. But yeah, I'm going to say goat show side is final confirmation that we're here.
We now officially have the poll question on the day. As a gift, would you rather receive one potato or a goat? Now, this is not an easy answer because the potato you could actually eat, the goat you've got to take care of.
Right.
Now, the goat's worth more in currency.
Yeah, I think the goat, the goat's a long-term investment. That potato, you got it, it's gone, and then it's over. But the goat, I mean, can provide many things, right, Sean? What do goats give us?
There's goat milk and goat cheese.
That's right. When you lick a goat, it tastes just like goat cheese.
And cotton as well.
I can't tell if he's funny or dumb. What do you think?
No, the latter.
The coat.
The coat? The coat's cotton?
That's like what cotton is.
No.
Cotton is a goat? Goat cotton?
The same thing.
What do you mean the same thing? Tell me about how that process works.
The fur on the goat and yeah. the lambs and whatever other animal has that fur, and it becomes cotton.
So again, we're going to assume that things with two different names are the same thing.
So, like, what your T-shirt or sweatshirt's made out of is usually goat, correct?
Well, I mean, through osmosis, yeah. But a you
know, goat, osmosis.
The goat and the lamb, it's like the male and the female, and they have the coat, and that's how we get the cotton and the cotton swabs and everything.
So, now the cotton. How do you think why do you think they say cotton picking or cotton picking cotton? How do you
somebody
got to
pick it off the fur?
The cotton balls that I see at CVS, are they the ones that come from there?
I'm going to assume I'm wrong based on everybody's reaction here.
I'm asking questions. You know.
What, you grow it like a hostage plant? Is that what we're talking about?
What?
A hostage plant?
Hostage plant. I'm saying you grow it like a flower. Is it not off the animal? Then what do we do with the animal?
What's a hostage plant?
It's a plant. Is it a blueberry plant? Just pick a plant. Do you grow it like a plant or not? What do we do with the fur that's on the sheep and the lambs? That's not cotton, even though it looks like it. What do we do? I really, I'm in no mood. Just tell me what they do.
Sheep is wool.
Goat is nothing.
Is that why they call it a sheep
and wool? A goat gives us
clothing?
No clothing, as far as I know.
What'd you say, Mraz?
Is that why they call it a sheep and wool's clothing? Because it's wool?
The old adage, a sheep and wool's clothing.
Is that why they do that? Because it's wool? Is that why I missed it?
Oh, you missed
it's
it.
It's a sheep in wolves' clothing. Wolves, like the wolf.
What does that even mean now? So where... The cotton is grown, and there's no cotton, it's wool out of the animal.
Yeah, and the goat has no relationship to any of this.
So you're telling me a goat...
Sean, even the goat is confused right now.
Right now the goat's like, come on,
he's like,
Raz.
I got cotton on me?
So a goat and a lamb or a goat and a sheep, they don't have sex?
No.
All right.
I mean, they could, but they don't produce cotton afterwards.
Oh, who owns a goat? Kevin Bacon.
All right. AB has our headline. This
do I have time for this, folks? Pete?
we got
to go to break, I think.
Do we have a read?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. We'll come back from break after this, and maybe Bogues will do
still
an update.
A better update
maybe we'll
than
talk
Marcos.
About...
Longer.
Yeah, I'll let you in a secret. There's the internet. There's your update. We'll be back in a minute. Get your scores there.
Washington beats the Giants. Back to you, DA. When we come back, more pressure on the Bills or the Colts this weekend, and where goat wool comes from. DA, CBS Sports Radio. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm not upset. I'm very happy. So thank you very much for your time, Damon.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Bacon.
Uncle, huge fan. We are live at Bacon in downtown Boise.
Bacon.
And they're getting ready to throw open the doors and cook everybody breakfast. So come on down and join us. And we have had an amazing array of listeners that have already dropped by our remote broadcast and said hello. And today continues. Justin has dropped by and he sat in the front row. And right between his legs was a goat. A little goat. And Justin, I met you last time when I came here. You came out to one of our remotes and you bought me a beer, but you did not have the goat with you. And today you decided to drop on by. What's the goat's name?
Her name is Flower Montana.
Flower Montana. And how old is your goat?
She is 3 years old.
And she's on a leash?
She is on a leash.
And you said she's basically your dog. She's your pet.
She is my horny dog.
She's your horny dog. And I tried to pet Flower during the commercial break, and she kind of bucked at me. Is that a friendly buck, or is that, get away from me, buddy, I'm annoyed?
Kind of both.
It's a little bit of both. So it was a little Aaron Rodgers, get away from me, buddy situation for me. So she's such a sweetheart, though. What do you feed a goat on a daily basis?
She eats whatever she wants.
Yeah, because goats have been known to eat tomato cans and tires.
She's got four stomachs.
She's got four stomachs. So, yeah, so what do you feed her? Just like what you're eating?
Pellets.
Oh, okay, there's goat pellets.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you got to walk a goat?
You don't have to walk her, but I like to walk her.
Okay, and so does she just do doo-doo and number one just on the street, and you got to pick it up like a regular dog thing?
Yeah, her pellets, they're just little raisins.
Okay. Okay, so that's a little easier. Clean
yeah.
up.
It's not runny or anything.
Have you ever met anybody else with a pet goat that kind of walks it on a leash?
No.
Yeah, are you allowed? Like, are you currently breaking some kind of city ordinance by having this goat on the street? How does that work?
No. It's just my animal.
Have you ever owned a goat before?
I have. And she fell off my golf cart and broke her neck.
Oh, no. So you had a goat on a golf cart?
Yeah, I worked at the golf course, and she was golfing with me one day and
she
jumped.
She was golfing. What was her handicap?
Broken neck.
Got it. Got it. Wow, this is taking a dark turn.
Yes. Get any
cotton off her before she died?
No, I didn't get any cotton. And she is full grown.
And she's, I mean, maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet high, 2 feet tall or so.
Yeah, as big as most little dogs.
She looks very healthy, I will tell you. It looks like she's been eating good. She kind of looks like she's got a Meraz type of figure.
She does. And when we come downtown, she likes to eat all the cigarette butts, so we do a community service.
Is that healthy?
She's got four stomachs, so I don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't kidding. They do have four stomachs. Okay. I think one's for cigarette butts.
But that's... But that suggests volume, not necessarily quality, if she's eating cigarette butts.
Just a community service.
Yes. Yes, of course. Well, I'm so glad you brought her. Does she sleep normal hours, or is she usually up with us at 4 a.m.?
No, I had to wake her up.
You did. Get her out of bed.
Yeah.
Was she the one cursing from across the street this morning?
F you! Let me sleep in. Bye! Hey, she's Justin, thanks for bringing by Flower Montana.
Oh, thank you, guys. Welcome to Boise.
Thank you, and appreciate you your listening, man. Thank you for listening. Boise, we love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.